Did you feel the mountains tremble? that God, we praise you that one day we will be able to do that. We will be able to celebrate in Jerusalem with you. But we also have the opportunity to do that now here where you planted us. And so I just ask that you would continue to speak to us about, yeah, these mysteries and these things that you've given us that we can celebrate and we can see you. And I just thank you that we can celebrate Passover here. Thank you. Yeah, I was walking this week and this song came to me, and it was especially the fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. And so, yeah, that's my prayer for us, and that's my prayer for me, that, oh, that Lord, I would just fling wide those heavenly gates and that you would come through, and Lord, that we would just be ready for you. And so, Lord, I pray that, I pray that there'd be open heavens, Lord God, that that all the blessings and you yourself, Lord, and your angels would just fall on this place, Lord, and not just here, but in the whole region, Lord, that there'd be such a light. That you would just be allowed to just have so much freedom to work in our lives. And I pray that you would set the captives free.
Thank you for the blood. We're going to make the words really small so you have to come to the front.
Passing the same days free and the songs. Thank you that you saved us, Lord, and that you've set us through, and that you continue to show us through others and different situations in our daily life, Lord God, of encouragement, and how you continue to change people's heart and soften people's heart around us, Lord God, even those that don't believe, and that they get to see the work that you're doing, Lord God, and that be a testimony of your beauty and your grace, in God. So I just praise you that you're doing that in us. And we just ask for that more and more, Lord God, and that deeper and deeper revelation of you. We praise you for that. We praise you that we can come to you and ask for that, Lord God, and grow with you, Lord God. We worship you and we sing these songs for you. Love you.
Joyful, the one who saves. Joyful. It's a Brenton Brown. Great is the Lord. Lord, I need you.
Go
tongue was being given, I was just in my heart, or just noticing the pleading of the tongue, and even how, just, I don't know if this was me noticing it or God bringing it to my notice, but how often the tongues that are shared here are pleading and are so much the gentle side of the Lord, and just again that calling and even to go share His love. And before, during the first song, actually, Do You Feel the Mountains Tremble, I got this picture, but I didn't think I was supposed to share it yet. And I was wondering if it would come, I was supposed to share it later when a tongue would be shared. And so, not that we always have a tongue shared, but, and it was this picture of like birds, and I think they were doves. And we talked about us being like a dove or a caller, and just circling, and they were circling over a battlefield where people were battling. And then just there'd be someone wounded on the field or someone in need, and a dove would go down and land by that person and just minister peace and minister healing, and and then another, and then another. And it was like above the battlefield and just going down. So just share that. I'm not sure if it has to do with the tongue specifically or if it was just another word that needs to be shared. But
also during that song, I just felt that we need to take this dance out to the streets.
Take this?
Take the dance that we're doing here out to the streets. Not literally.
Yeah, although. Anyone else have something with the tongue though too? I'm sure that.
A picture of wailing wall and then the rocking and help the floor.
No longer slaves.
Chosen me, love has called me. Oh, oh God, those words come off our lips, and I want them to be true. And I know they're not totally true. And I ask you, God, to help me with the fears that I have. I pray, God, that you would forgive me for giving in to fear of man. And I pray, Lord, that you would fill me with such boldness and fire. God, I thank you for your forgiveness. And I thank you that you cleanse us and that you wash us white as snow. And I pray, God, that you would help us to recognize the fears that hold us from walking in freedom. And so that we pray, Lord, that you would wash away those fears in Jesus' name.
Just as you were sharing that, like even during the song, I saw a procession of like the Israelites just leaving Egypt and carrying their children and laughter. But I wonder like how long it took, you know, or it sometimes takes for a person who's been in slavery, and they've been in slavery for generations, to stop thinking of themselves as a slave. And it's almost this post-traumatic stress disorder kind of thing where they're free and yet they just, the stuff is hanging on the inside. And it's like, Lord, we have been set free, and free us from the fears that are lingering from our slavery and lingering from just our wounding and stuff. And so, Lord, I pray that, Lord, as we are, we have been set free. That's a fact. That's a done deal. I pray then that the lingering effects, Lord, and the way that, I don't know, just the way things were, Lord, that we would be set free from those lingering effects of slavery. Lord, and that we would live out and walk out our full freedom. Because we have been set free. I praise you for that. I praise you that it's fact. Because of what you've done, we have left Egypt. Lord God, I praise you. And I think of those Israelites that first night sleeping, the second night sleeping, you know. And I wonder if they had nightmares of slavery. And then they woke up and they're free. And I just pray against those nightmares, Lord God. I pray against that lingering effect, Lord. I pray joy. I pray love. I pray peace over us. Because that's what you have set us free into, and so much more. Praise you.
I think that we're actually, maybe the guys are supposed to blow the shofars, but to declare actually that we're supposed to pray against the spirit of fear that's over this region. And as you were praying, it was like, oh, and then we can have freedom to dance, like Mal was saying, like it just will be abandoned, yeah. Abandoned. So, yeah. So I don't know if anybody else wants to, but I think I'm supposed to, but maybe others, to pray against the fear. Mm-hmm. So Lord God, I just pray in your mighty name, Jesus, that the spirit of fear that's over this region would be pushed back, Lord God, by the angels that do your bidding. Mm-hmm. In your mighty name, that fear just would be pushed back, so far back, that your freedom would reign. And I just pray this again, Jesus, in your name.
Passover and Seder dinner, Lord God, it shows us that we were slaves, Lord God, and that we are sinners, but through you and through your blood, Lord God, that we're made holy. And so, Lord God, I pray that could crest onto our hearts, Lord God, so that we recognize that you have made us holy. Yes, we have things to work through still, Lord God, but that that be our first thing, that we're able to know that we are holy because of you, and we are made that way because of you. So I pray against that fear, Lord God, that's in us and that wants to drag us down, Lord God. I just pray against that as well, Lord God.
Lord, thank you for all these symbols and all these items that, that we can do to partake, to remember you, to remember all the things that you have done, and that you are always there, you are with us, and that, that Lord, that Jesus, you are the center, you are the focus, and all these things help us to remain focused on you.
Yeah, so this, I think this is the last one, and I don't know, kind of fall morning, it seemed to fit the last cup.
Yeah.
So feel free to dance.
Making me whole, though I'm broken, I am right. joy, 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 joy,